Tomorrow, Californians will vote on Prop 47, which would reduce the severity of some crimes that are now felonies to misdemeanors. This morning, supporters of the proposition rallied outside the Twin Towers Correctional Facility in downtown L.A. Kylie Morgan has the story.
L.A. resident Krista Fonseca spoke at the rally about her family's suffering after her father's incarceration.
When I was 5 years old, my father served many years for a felony sentence because he stole a toolbox and had possession of pills. My life was shattered. I was never able to know my father until I was 16 years old. As he sat in prison serving this sentence, my family was pushed into poverty.
Fonseca says she wants this proposition to help other families avoid a similar fate. Prop 47 will reduce felony charges to misdemeanors for certain minor drug possession and property crimes. According to supporters, this measure could save the criminal justice system millions of dollars. The money saved from having fewer inmates in prison could be spent on programs for mental health, substance abuse, crime victims, and K-12 schools. Recent polling by USC Dornsife and the LA Times suggests Prop 47 has the majority of the likely vote. The supporters have also raised thousands of dollars more for the campaign than opponents. However, John Lovell with the California Police Chiefs Association says they are against Prop 47 because they worry dangerous felons will be let out with misdemeanor charges, and because there's no requirement for released felons to get drug or mental health treatment.
One of the naive assumptions that the proponents make is that these criminals want to voluntarily flock to treatment programs.
Under Prop 47, registered sex offenders and convicts with previous rape or murder convictions can still be charged with felonies. Prop 47 supporters say their work doesn't end tomorrow, and if California votes yes, they will work to rehabilitate convicts who are released. Kylie Morgan, Annenberg Radio News.